नॉट गेटिंग इनफ टाइम टू वर्क ऑन योर बिजनेस, फुल टाइम जॉब है, फैमिली रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज हैं, किड्स हैं, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू मैनेज टाइम फॉर वर्किंग ऑन योर पैशन प्रोजेक्ट. इट हैपेंस, राइट? इट हैपेंस विद सो मैनी ऑफ अस. सो व्हाट्स द सॉल्यूशन, राइट? You are very much passionate about something and you really want to build the business around it. And time hi nahi mil raha hai ki kaise zyada se zyada time main de sakun apne us business ko build karne mein jo ki mera dream hai. And that is going to give me my dream life, that is going to help me to achieve my goals and also help me to give my family a better life. Yes. So, bahut kuch socha hai karne ke liye, but वो टाइम ही मैनेज नहीं हो पा रहा है. सो क्या किया जा सकता है इसमें, व्हाट कुड बी डन? सो लेट्स जस्ट फिगर इट आउट इन दिस पर्टिकुलर एपिसोड ऑफ दिस पॉडकास्ट. ओके, सो हेलो एवरीवन, माय नेम इज ऋषभ जैन. आई एम अ फनल मार्केटिंग कोच एंड माय मिशन विद दिस चैनल इज टू गिव यू द राइट स्ट्रेटजीज एंड टैक्टिक्स फॉर बिल्डिंग योर कोचिंग बिजनेस अलॉन्ग विथ योर जॉब as a side hustle, because that is exactly what I'm doing it. Okay, so let's just see that kaise kiya ja sakta hai, how you can actually manage your time well if you are trying to build a business on the internet as a side hustle along with your full-time job, which along with your family responsibilities, and even if you have a kids. Okay, so let's just start with the topic. Actually, I am going to share with you 5 pointers and I will discuss about it, that what are these 5 pointers and how you can actually use these to come up with more time, right? But usse pehle main ye kehna chahunga ki yes, it happens with us and it's normal. Okay, it's normal. So sometimes what happens is if you are not able to do it, you feel very bad about yourself and you actually start telling yourself that you are not capable enough, you cannot do it. So if you are thinking like this because you are not able to manage your time well, don't do this, because it is actually creating a false belief in your mind that you cannot do it. The truth is you can do it. The only thing is you need to take action. You need to take right actions to do it. Okay, now it's very important for you to stay confident about yourself and to keep moving on this journey, because ultimately the reward is something which is going to make a lot of difference in your life, right? The reward is something which is going to impact not only your life, not only the life of your family, but also the life of so many other people out there, because you are going to serve a lot with your business that you are building, that you are working on, right? So keep moving on this journey and let's just see that what are these 5 pointers that can help you to manage your time well, give you more time so that you can actually able to do it. Okay, so I figured it out these 5 steps after analyzing my own problem, my own day, and I thought, okay, let's just see that what could be done to get the time, because I am also not able to do it, and I also have all these challenges that I was talking about, right? So the first point that I want to talk about is analyzing the time suckers. Okay, this is the first point. So you have to analyze the time suckers in your entire day. And what does it mean? It means that there are so many activities that you are doing in your entire day, which are taking a lot of your time. But हमें realize ही नहीं होता है कि वो इतने सारा time हमारे लेके जा रहे हैं, right? So, कौन सी वो activities हैं? Just figure it out. वो किसी के साथ time spend करना हो सकता है, those toxic friends or some friends जो कि just come to you for end without any reason, and you actually don't want to spend that much time with them, but you are doing it. So how you can cut it down, right? How you can say no to sometimes to them so that you can have more time for yourself to work on your own passion, right? टू वर्क ऑन योर ओन बिजनेस. सो ये हो सकता है. इसके अलावा आपकी यू मे बी वेस्टिंग अ लॉट ऑफ योर टाइम ऑन सोशल मीडिया. यू मे बी स्लीपिंग अ लॉट. इट मे ऑल्सो हैपनिंग, राइट? यू मे बी स्पेंडिंग अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम ऑन रीडिंग ईमेल्स एंड रिप्लाइंग देम एंड यू आर नॉट डूइंग इट सिस्टमैटिकली. सो जस्ट गो थ्रू योर एंटायर डे एंड सी दैट वॉट आर दोज एक्टिविटीज दैट आर एक्चुअली सकिंग अ लॉट ऑफ माई टाइम एंड राइट देम डाउन. ओके, if you will do this and if you do this analysis, you will figure it out a few things that which are not serving you, and you can just let them go. Okay, you just remove them, you just cut short your time and start giving that time to your business, on to working on your business. Okay, so this is the first point. Now the second point is social media habits. So just see that what are your social media habits, how you are going to social media, and how much time you are actually spending there every single day. And not only how much time on the one go, but at the same time see that how many times you are actually unlocking your phone, opening up Facebook, opening up Instagram. So observe these things as well, because if you are doing it so many times in a day, it means that you are actually addicted, or maybe you have some aapko kuch zyada hi उससे एक एडिक्शन कह सकते हो. यू कैन हैव एन काइंड ऑफ एडिक्शन जिसकी वजह से यू आर ओपनिंग इट अगेन एंड अगेन एंड अगेन, एंड इट इज एक्चुअली वेस्टिंग अ लॉट ऑफ योर टाइम. बिकॉज वंस यू हैव ओपन्ड द ऐप एंड एंटर्ड इनटू इट, यू एंड अप वेस्टिंग अ लॉट ऑफ योर टाइम एंड यू डू नथिंग मीनिंगफुल, बिकॉज इट वॉज जस्ट एन इम्पल्सिव रिएक्शन. आपको बस एक अंदर से अर्ज हुआ कि मुझे ओपन करना है, मुझे फेसबुक देखना चाहिए, आपने देखा, बट कोई इंटेंशन नहीं था उसके पीछे. यू डोंट हैव एनी गुड इंटेंशन, एनी इंटेंशन ऑफ बिजनेस लाइक यू कि आप वहां पर जाके लोगों से एंगेज करोगे ताकि आपका एंगेजमेंट बढ़े या उनके साथ कनेक्शन बिल्ड हो आपका, या फिर आप वहां पर कोई इंफॉर्मेशन कंज्यूम करने गए थे कि ओके आई एम गोइंग टू स्पेंड 10 मिनट्स हेयर और नेक्स्ट 15 मिनट्स हेयर जस्ट टू कंज्यूम द गुड क्वालिटी कॉन्टेंट. नो, कोई इंटेंट नहीं था, इट वॉज जस्ट इम्पल्सिव, और वो टाइम वेस्टर है. दैट इज टोटली अ टाइम वेस्टर. So you have to analyze ki are you doing this thing or not. If you are doing this thing, just remove it. Okay, do it intentionally. It's not bad to go on social media and check it, but when you are going there, you should have your intentions very clear that why you are going there, what is the purpose. So my advice to you is whenever you are going to social media, have some intention, like either you are going to make some connections there, either you are going to engage with your audience, or you are going there to consume the valuable information that can help you to grow. Okay, not do these things only, and otherwise don't do it randomly. Okay, try to avoid it as much as possible. Or agar aapko karna hi hai, so you can have a dedicated time to it. You can decide, okay, every day I am going to give half an hour or one hour to just scroll social media and do whatever I want to do. Okay, you can have dedicated time, but being a side hustler, it's a little bit of difficult for us, right? If you have a full-time job and if you are doing a lot of other stuff, juggling multiple things, it's obviously very difficult because you are not getting time for your own business. How will you get it for social media? Okay, so try to cut it down. But if you really want to do it, allocate a dedicated time and just do at that time. And otherwise, just go with right intention. Utilize it for the growth of your business. Okay, so try to be a creator, not the consumer. In social media platforms. So this is the second pointer, you're checking your social media habits. Okay, now let's just see what is the third point. So the third point is building a system that is doable and can be followed. Okay, so this is very important, because if you are doing things randomly in your entire day, then nothing is going to happen and you will not be able to achieve anything. Okay, the ultimate thing that you need to do is you need to build systems. The systems that you can follow so that you have the predictability about the time. Okay, you know exactly, okay, this much amount of time I am going to get, even if I have a job, even if I have family responsibilities. Yes, sometimes life happens, so many other things are happening, and ho sakta hai ki aap wo system exactly na follow kar pao, but it is the story of one day, not every day. Okay, Sometimes it happens, but most of the days you have the predictability, right? So this is very important, building a system. Like what I am doing right now, I am working on a 100 minute a day system, okay? 100 minute a day. And it's one of the very, very ambitious project of mine that I'm working on. It's a system, and I really want to build this system and give to you guys teach people, okay? So there are so many things inside this system, but the goal is to how one can give 100 minutes a day and still can do his or her side hustle, build his business along with all the other things, along with family responsibilities, job and kids and all other stuff that is happening in the life. Okay, so you can build your own system. You can, for that you need to decide, okay, how your morning is going to look like, how your night is going to look like, how you are going to spend the evening time. Okay, design your day, build systems, and if you will do that, and if you will remove the uncertainty and try to bring the predictability, you will see that yes, you are getting more time. Okay, so this is the third thing that you need to do. Now let's just see what is the fourth point. So the fourth thing is emotional management. Okay, it may seem a little bit off track, but it's important. It's really important, because our emotions play a very important role in our productivity and how we utilize our time. If we are not feeling good, maybe we have a time, we can do our work, but still we don't do it. We may be just lying down and wasting the time, because the emotions are not in our control. Okay, so you need to practice emotional management. Try to be in control of your emotions. Not in control of your emotions, but try to control your emotions. Okay, manage them well. And one of the things that you can do is stay focused toward your goals, invest time in your learning, and do positive affirmations. Try to avoid the arguments with your spouse, with anyone, because it is ultimately going to create a kind of emotional turmoil and going to waste a lot of time. Okay, so try to manage your emotions really well, and if you can do that, you will see that yes, you are more productive and you are actually utilizing your time really well in your entire day. So this is the fourth and a very, very important point that so many people, and I would say most of the people, are not talking about. Okay, but I really want to talk about it in today's episode. Okay, now let's just see what is the fifth point. So the fifth point that I want to talk to you, which this is the last point, but very important one. So the last point is self-discipline. Self-discipline is one of the most important factor, because if you are not disciplined enough, nothing is going to work. If you want to stick with your system, you need to be disciplined. If you want to follow your social media habits, you need to be disciplined, right? So, discipline is ultimate thing. You may have your design, you may design your day, you have everything on your calendar, you build the system, but you will not follow it anyway if you are not disciplined enough. It happened with me. Maine apne calendar pe everything I have marked that I'm going to do this and this and this with time slots, everything. But and notification is also coming on my mobile from my calendar, but I'm not doing it. Why? Because I'm not disciplined, right? So discipline is very important. When you are very particular about why you are doing what you are doing, you remind yourself again and again that this is why I am doing this and why this thing is very important for me, it will help you to stay disciplined. Okay, so try to practice the self-discipline, and if you will do this one thing, you will be able to do all the other things that I told you previously, and ultimately you will be able to manage your time really well and will have a lot more time to build your business along with your job as a side hustle. Okay, so for a reminder, let me just summarize these four points again. So the first point is analyzing the time suckers. Go just analyze your entire day and see that what are those time sucker activities that is wasting a lot of your time. The second is social media habits. So check your social media habits, check your intentions, why you are going on social media, how frequently you are going there. Okay, this is the second point. Third point is building systems and that are doable and can be followed. Okay, so build doable systems, the systems which actually you can follow, easy and simple to follow systems. And when you have a system, when you have a predictability, you will see a lot more time for your business. The fourth one is emotional management. So manage your emotions, because if there is an emotional turmoil, you will not do anything, and you may have a time, but you still waste it. Okay, so emotional management is the fourth one. And the fifth one is self-discipline. Just follow the self-discipline, practice self-discipline as much as you can. And the more disciplined you are, the more you will be able to do all these things and the more time you will have. Okay, so I hope that you actually got the clarity and you got the value from today's episode and from this video. So if you feel that it helped you and you got something that can actually help you in your life, to make your life better, to give and it's going to give you more time, just like this video, share it, and also don't forget to tell me in the comment section which one is your favorite and which is you are going to actually follow. Okay, so that's all for this particular episode. I will see you in the next one very soon. And I have tons of videos on my channel related to funnel marketing, related to coaching business, and also mindset. So just go watch them, and I will see you again. Thank you.